AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Jury deliberations are underway in a pair of high-profile trials in Massachusetts. AP correspondent Denise Lavoie reports a federal jury is considering some 30 charges against Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev.
This is just the first phase of the trial to determine Mr. Tsarnaev's guilt or innocence. After the verdict is reached in this case, we'll start the second phase of the trial, which will be for this same jury to determine whether he receives the death penalty or life in prison.
Three people were killed, more than 260 others were injured when the twin bombs blew up near the finish line of the race in 2013. And in Fall River, Massachusetts, a jury's been handed the case in the murder trial against former New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez, who is charged with shooting and killing a friend in June of 2013. His attorney, James Sultan, in his closing argument today.
I ask you, I implore you, based on the evidence and based on the lack of evidence, to find Aaron Hernandez not guilty of the murder of Owen Lloyd.
But Sultan acknowledged for the first time today that his client witnessed the killing of Owen Lloyd. Ballots are being cast for three city council members in Ferguson, Missouri. Carolyn Washington says real change can only occur at the ballot box.
This is where we began, not out there in the streets and doing what they were doing, but right here. They need to be voting and putting the people in position to make the change and make the decisions that need to be made.
The St. Louis suburb was racked by protests and some violence after the shooting death of an unarmed black man by a white police officer last summer. Illinois State University's associate head basketball coach Tori Ward and deputy athletic director Aaron Lee are among the seven people killed in the crash of a twin-engine plane last night near Bloomington, Illinois. The plane was flying back to Bloomington from last night's NCAA title game. This is AP Radio News. The Energy Department says gasoline prices should be at their lowest level in some 6 years this summer. In its forecast of pump prices between now and September, the department estimates the average will be about $2.45 a gallon. That's 36 cents cheaper than last summer. The Postal Service issues a limited edition forever stamp honoring the late poet, author, and civil rights champion Maya Angelou. Oprah Winfrey joining First Lady Michelle Obama and others at the celebration in Washington.
I'm honored to be here to stand as her daughter, sister, friend at the unveiling of the Maya Forever, Forever stamp.
One problem, the stamp includes the quotation, "A bird doesn't sing because it has an answer, it sings because it has a song," which children's writer Joan Walsh Anglin says came from one of her poems. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.